Town and business leaders from the Lake Norman area say they'd be willing to accept one toll lane on I-77 if NCDOT is willing to convert one of the two planned toll lanes to a free lane. That was the consensus among members of an advisory committee that met in Cornelius Thursday. That change would mean the busy interstate would have three free lanes instead of two from Huntersville to Mooresville. That includes the current two-lane causeways over Lake Norman and Cornelius and Davidson, which are being expanded to three lanes. Businessman John Hetwer argues tolls would hurt the area's economy, but he's willing to accept a compromise that adds a free lane.
General purpose lanes are the lifeblood of our community. And really one of our lines in the sand all along is you cannot toll our last free lane or last right-of-way across Lake Norman.
Consultant Mercator Advisors has suggested several options for changing or ending the state's 50-year contract with Spanish construction giant Cintra. They include what's called complete and delete, where NCDOT would buy out the contractor and eliminate the toll lanes. In recent weeks, the committee has discussed a complete and revise option, converting one toll lane to a free lane and having the state operate the remaining toll lane. State Transportation Secretary Jim Trogdon attended most of the group's seven meetings, including this one.
All the options are viable. The questions come down to cost, timelines. Will it score compared to other projects within the state and in the region?
Trogdon was referring to the state's transportation funding formula, which scores road projects based on congestion and other factors. As for the cost, unless legislators approve a special appropriation, and that seems unlikely, money to buy out the contractor would have to come from existing DOT funds. The consultant estimates it could cost hundreds of millions of dollars. Trogdon pledged to meet the advisory group again in late July to outline the DOT's plans. The toll lanes are scheduled to be completed by the end of the year. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Cornelius.